This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Investigative journalist, and for almost two decades, I knew him before that, his TV and radio shows and all of it, he had NoMoreFakeNews.com, and it just was kicked off. It is going, again, it's happening to everybody. And like you said, the front page is still up. You need to go there, sign up for a free email, so you still get those articles they don't want you to have. So you can get them out to other people, so you can get aggressive in the third dimension. I've got a video of third dimension activism coming up next segment. But, John, just in closing, please come back and join us again soon. I know you've been very busy taking care of family and things. You're quasi-retired, but to have someone try to oppress your speech and to tell you, as I know somebody that did a lot of consumer advocacy reporting, that you can't post a vaccine insert that by law you're supposed to be able to have, explain to people the adverse reactions. It's just next level. And I'm wondering how far this is going to go if we put up with it.
Well, if we put up with it, it's going to go. You saw how far. You can't mention your name without a negative connotation. You can't mention InfoWars without a negative connotation. I mean, this is like 1984 to the hilt. You can't mention somebody's name without attaching a negative connotation, otherwise you'll get kicked off a platform. I mean, this is like all-out war and insanity on the part of people who, I don't know, I mean, these are evil people, evil down to the core. They have either started the evil or they've been co-opted into it, but either way, they've sucked it up and bought into it. They've traded their freedom and the freedom of everybody else for a few dollars or whatever it is that they're most interested in or most interested in hiding if it's blackmail.
And they believe that we'll put up with anything.
Yes, they believe we'll put up with anything. They're testing. How far will they go? What will they do if we say, okay, you may not pronounce the name InfoWars. You can't say it. Just like you can't say the N-word. You can only say N-word. All right. So they're going to say now you can't say InfoWars anymore. Is that the next step? You can say IW. Okay, we know what that means, but you can't actually pronounce the name of the website. That's too horrible. They could go there. If the public either buys it or is unaware and too stupid to respond, that's where it's going to go. One step after another, down, down, down.
Well, it shows how bold these globalists are. But I believe in humanity, and I think with the oppression we're seeing, it's going to force a lot of innovation. What do you think?
I do. I've seen it already. People who otherwise would just absolutely keep their trap shut have woken up already, and others will wake up. It's already happening, and we just have to make the connections among ourselves more secure. That's all.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't want to say I'm depressed. I'm not. It's beyond that. It's just like I'm sad that humanity, after all we've seen in history repeating itself, is doing it again. And I've read all these scientific dystopic novels, and I've studied history, and this is like already as bad as it's ever been and getting worse. And I'm like, my God, this is like insane. Let's talk to you soon. Let's, if my IT can help you, we'd like to get your site back up. NoMoreFakeNews.com. People can still go there and sign up for email. John Rappaport, God bless you. We appreciate you. You're a great
trooper. Thank you, Alex.
Listen, they want to shut you down because you told the truth. You had medical doctors on. You put a great compendium together. We're going to get that back up. Man, they want to hurt our children. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 tablets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you know, as I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Another word, another time, in the age of wonder, another word, another time, his Bible was green and wood, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
There are a lot of ways to counter the globalists, but one of the biggest is third-dimensional action. And at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to cover an intriguing constellation of events that took place the last few days that separately together augment each other to give us a path to victory, but also very hilarious clips. So that's coming up bottom of the hour. Mayor de Blasio inside Trump Tower trying to piss on Trump, even though Trump let him come in there. And then people counter acting against them in the third dimension and blowing up in their pathetic faces. That's all coming up bottom of the hour. AOC and others with more claims the earth's going to end. I mean, this is cult programming. But let me get to this right now because I said I would. This is a Howard Stern comedy piece that I guess happened this morning for TV and radio. And for TV, it is a lot funnier. Jimmy Kimmel is in studio with Howard Stern. And they have these puppets and this Alex Jones impersonator that actually takes real quotes I've said and then just edits them together or strings them into other quotes that don't make sense. But I've never said that Jimmy Kimmel or George Soros are running child kidnapping rings. I've said the UN's been caught, the globalists have been caught, WikiLeaks has all that. I've talked about Soros trying to overthrow our country, trying to foment division, being a Nazi collaborator. You say, oh, well, this is satire. But people really believe I'm saying these things out of context. So I'm going to play the Stern piece, then I'm going to play an extremely well-thought-out, documented, researched piece by Greg Reich. Are the Clintons involved in human trafficking? Do snails have shells? Do birds tweet? Do bears live in the woods? The article is up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com with the video. And then we go into all the traffickers around them and all the trafficking and all the cover-ups. It's powerful. So, again, I want to say to Kim and everybody else, the system has put the talking point on everywhere to make jokes about Jones and how there's no child kidnapping and there's no pedophilia. NAMBLA's out there. They're sexualizing kids everywhere. It's all over the news. They're coming after our children. That's admitted. And I don't think Howard Stern and Jimmy Kimmel want to be part of stuff like that. I think it's sick. I think it's dangerous. And, again, It's serious. Look at the Catholic Church and all the pedophile rings in it. Look at all the serious things we've talked about that have come out and turned out to be true. Children are a currency being used by this vampiric world government system. And they got Soros eating babies in here, and you know, all it's a big joke. What about five states passing laws to kill babies after they're born and harvest their organs? Howard Stern, you feel safe in a world where we don't value human life and we take babies and kill them? Last time that happened was Nazi Germany. So the Clintons' expiration date's been out for a while. They're like rotten yogurt or rotten milk in the refrigerator. I mean, they were supposed to be put out to the curb years ago. They're supposed to be in the landfill right now. But you've got all these cloistered so-called elites hanging onto the system that still think the Clintons are cool. Little memo to Howard Stern. Clintons aren't cool. And I think you know that. Because some of these attacks are actually good humored by Stern. Because he's done a bunch of these, and I watch a lot of them. And we had a good interview when I was on Stern. I've been on his other shows a bunch. Obviously, I'm the hottest interview you can get. I mean, I'm one of the hottest interviews out there. Joe Rogan's third and second biggest podcast are yours truly. Only Elon Musk has like 57 million total with all the podcasts together. I've only got like 40-something million. But I'm climbing to be number one. So it's not like, oh, please have me on your show, Howard Stern. But you do have a big show. I'd like to speak for who I really am. And I'm a friendly, nice guy when I'm on. I'm not trying to get points against you. But Stern needs to have me on. I've been on before. If Stern's his own man, he won't just have me as a puppet on there saying things I never said or things I did say out of context. So here's Stern's report with Jimmy Kimmel this morning in New York, and then we'll come back with the real child trafficking. And guys, print me that Senate report, Washington Post. Senate report confirms Obama shipped in kids for child kidnapping. I want to show folks that when we come back. But here it is. Thanks.
You love Alex Jones on this show. You can't get Alex Jones anywhere else. The government has banned him. He's been removed from
everything.
Facebook.
Yeah.
And so the only place to hear his conspiracy theories and whacked out stuff is right here on the show. So because you love when he comes on our show, I've arranged today for you to talk and to enjoy Alex Jones. Let's go right to Alex, and you can see him up on the screen here.
And disinformation.
Oh, the video element.
Alex Jones
is great.
Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
TV. I am here speaking with controlled corporate media gatekeepers, degenerate Satanist Howard Stern, and the leader of four pedophile cults, Jimmy Kimmel. Good morning.
Good morning. By the way, you're having a tremendous... I was just telling Jimmy, you're having a...
Why are you moving like that?
Yeah, what's the matter? You seem like you shot out of a cannon.
I had a lot of bone broth this morning. Bodies out the bone broth. Didn't feel good.
Bone broth you eat.
The bone broth, it is so good. It's loaded with vitamin R. Listen, Jimmy, I know you're in New York right now for the annual Bilderberg meeting where the technocracy takes drugs in the temple and interfaces with the Palantirs for planetary control of the interdimensional connection.
Right.
I know that.
Right. No, he's in the town for something called the Upfronts for ABC.
The advertising event.
That's not true. It's the Bilderberg meeting. Listen, I cover this all in my new book, Alex Jones Exposes Globalist Pedophile Cults Again. You get the new book.
Jimmy's in it and I'm in it.
You're in it. It's about my interviews. It's about Roger Stone, the one island of humanoids, the janitor from Sandy Hook. It's all in the book. It's great.
So everyone is excited that you're here this morning. What is going on? They've taken you off every media outlet. We can barely see you anywhere.
We have been shadow banned. Oh, by the way, I should mention, I brought the panel in studio today. I brought the guys in. We got George Soros, Hillary Clinton, and Arab Obama, the triad of evil. They're all here.
No, that's your team? They're all there with you?
That is my team. George Soros, you know Jimmy Kimmel, right? You guys are friends?
Jimmy, I haven't seen you since the Luciferian sacrifice. Hail Soros!
Wow, friends reunited. It's beautiful, Jimmy.
Who else is on your panel that you're talking to there about Jimmy?
You got the great Hillary Clinton over here.
I'm the reptilian antichrist. I love eating Mexican immigrants' arms and fingers.
Thank you very much, Hillary. Howard, I know you used to have George Soros come on your show all the time when you guys would play Wheel of Soros back in the day.
Yeah.
I love that. Back in 2002. Do you remember that?
No.
I'll prove it to you right now. Roll the clip. You'll see.
It's time for
Wheel of Soros!
Soros. Soros needs to feed.
I don't remember that. All right, Alex.
I feel like 80% of that was lost to the radio audience.
I'll have a talk with Alex later.
I don't think you're innocent in this either. I know you're constantly calling for the trans-species endgame, the demonic experiments being done on lower hominids. You go on your show, you admit you're subhumanoid. I know you do this, Jimmy. Don't lie to me.
Well, you stop attacking Jimmy. Jimmy's my guest. Okay?
I have a clip of Jimmy admitting he's subhumanoid.
No,
roll the clip.
All right, go ahead.
We also have to ask ourselves, have I been entirely truthful? I don't know about you, but I'm not. I haven't been entirely truthful. I'll give you one example. These are my
subhuman crab claws.
That's my truth.
All right, so the producer calls up today and said, Alex actually thinks this is funny. Like, I'm uptight. Like, I'm like them. I take myself serious. No. But making fun of dead kids.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Everybody knows it. Not just in politics, not just in life, everything. So I want all these cool New Yorker guys to get stuff straight. I think New Yorkers are cool. But you guys think down here in Texas, like ride around on horses and stuff. I mean, I do that too. And you think, well, I can't believe the producer called us and thought we were mad at this. But like, oh, you made fun of me. I'm going to go cry. I like being made fun of. I want to escape from stuff. I think a lot of times Howard Stern is very funny. He's very talented. I mean, sometimes the stuff goes too far, but that's his free speech right. And, you know, I've said it before we ever had me on the show, I said, Howard Stern, when you're driving across, you know, on a 10-hour road trip, he's very listenable compared to most shows where you want to blow your head off. This isn't some ass-kissing thing towards Howard Stern either. But the fact that when they had me on, like, I don't know, 8-9 years ago, whatever it was, and I was on a bunch of their other shows like 30 times or more, they go, now you're not going to try to sneak attack him on air. You're not going to try to, like, put him down or anything. And I'm like, is Howard Stern's not a wimp? But no, I don't do that. I'm going to come on and talk about my issues. If he attacks me, I'll attack back. And they call up today, and they're like, really, you're not mad? You don't, man, I don't know what's going on in this country, okay? But what mainstream media says I am is not who I am. And it's bigger than Alex Jones. If they can misrepresent who I am, Howard Stern, I've been on your network more than 30 times. Gosh, it's probably more than that. And you had polls, and you said, my gosh, he may be the most popular guest we've ever had. It's the same thing on Joe Rogan. I'm not bragging. I'm popular. I'm regular. Making a joke out of that. Crap at least 5 times today. The point is I'm just a regular guy. So in all those times I went on your shows, were you complicit in the last 7-8 years of Sandy Hook conspiracies? Howard, I never talked about Sandy Hook on your show or any of your shows because I hardly ever talked about it, Howard. It's an obscenity that these Democratic Party lawyers, some of them federal prosecutors who are now private lawyers that are suing me, are admittedly thinking we're like mafia dons and they're going to find some criminal stuff. These people are delusional. And so in my name, Howard, they keep saying, I'm saying nobody died at Sandy Hook, so they can exploit those dead kids some more. That's my view on it. It's like I was on George Norrie in L.A. a few months ago. I've been on his show over 100 times. He's a 3-time Emmy Award-winning journalist. He said, yeah, Alex, you've been on. We looked it up over 100 times, over 100 times, over 17 years. You've never talked about Sandy Hook on the show. Do you know what it's like to have people say you're the Sandy Hook man and you did all this stuff out of 2 or 3 broadcasts edited deceptively? But see, I've learned a lot about how the scumbaggery works. 3 years ago, Hillary started saying that I was a Sandy Hook man, that I was sending people to people's houses to harass their kids and do all the stuff that I hadn't done. And then the news just said, why don't you just apologize? You know, it never hurt anybody that you covered people questioning. And I said, sure, I apologize. All hell broke loose because it was disingenuous. They just wanted me to say I was guilty of things I hadn't even done, though it was still free speech. So it's so frustrating to see Howard Stern, who I remember growing up in Dallas when he was first really big on the radio, and I forget the name of the talk show he was doing on TV, too, where you'd play bongos on people's butts and my dad laughing about it and everything, and me laughing. And then all the crazy stuff Howard Stern had on and all the tongue-in-cheek and all of it. I mean, if you wanted by that yardstick to take what he'd said and done and edit together, you could sue him into oblivion. I'm not saying you should. I believe in free speech. But to watch Howard Stern go from Mr. First Amendment man, if there was a First Amendment man like a superhero, it'd be Howard Stern, according to him. And now I know folks at XM in the executive branch and all the people, and Howard Stern agrees with the establishment that I shouldn't be allowed on air and that my speech is too dangerous. Now, did Howard Stern have his testicles removed? Or did he never have them to begin with, and was he a total poser? And look, Howard, I don't need your show. It's still popular. You're still an icon. It's a shadow of its former self because of the saturation of media. I get it. You don't want to work for 3 days a week. Fine. Most guys would have retired long ago. I'm not here saying all this to kiss your ass on your show. I'm saying I wish you weren't acting like a pathetic little cowardly weasel. And that you'd be the Howard Stern that was for free speech that people supported. That's how you got big, not just your talent, but the fact that people tried to censor you. You springboarded that to the number one position in many areas of media. You could actually argue at one point you were king of all media. And now you piss on people that are just trying to tell the truth. And look, I get it. Oh, we mentioned your Infowars.com. You're lucky. And then the guy says, I have poison in my supplements. That's just added in there to, well, but you don't want to promote products. Well, just say there's poison in it. Branded as poison. So let's finish up the Stern piece, and I'll play the real child trafficking piece about the Clintons with the proof, with the Washington Post and Senate reports. You think you're playing it safe, Stern? You're not. I don't care about coming on your show. I want you to come out and defend the First Amendment. That would get my respect. Joe Rogan did it. You should do it. Maybe you got balls still. Maybe you got them like, you know, Silence the Lambs tucked up behind you. Are you Howard Stern? Or are you Buffalo Bill? Let's go out to break with this clip. Here it is.
We also have to ask ourselves, have I been entirely truthful? I don't know about you, but I'm not. I haven't been entirely truthful. I'll give you one example. These are my
subhuman crab claws.
That is my truth. Guillermo, anything you want to address?
Yeah, Jimmy, I'm
a horse humanoid hybrid.
All right, look, Alex, I have to leave you now. I know we try to give you an opportunity to get your voice out there, and I hope you enjoy it.
I understand. You got to go give the Chi-Com's MIRV technology for the ICBMs. By the way, apologize to the panel. We didn't get to clean out the computer. Arab Obama, do you have anything you would like to add today?
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Howard, thank you very much. And by the way, what's your one-stop shop for survival gear, boats, and wellness supplements at a discount price?
What?
Infowars.com. You get the info. Warrior Patriot Pack. You buy the Patriot Pack, you get the new book, you get the secret ancient brain milk full of vitamins, full of toxins. Buy now, and you'll get a Jimmy Kimmel Loves NAMBLA t-shirt. You're selling those.
All right, we'll be right back with the real NAMBLA. Stay with us. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. and that it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's Alex Jones.
Okay, so, you know, I see it as a compliment that Howard Stern talks about me every week and does these big, expensive, fancy puppet shows and plugs InfoWars.com. I mean, that guy has arguably one of the top radio shows in the country. He's been number one before. That's great. That's always a form of endearment, even if somebody's lying about you, they're obsessed with you. But I want to really talk to Howard Stern about something. Then I'm going to get the child trafficking video of our crew that is so damn important and so documented. But I'm going to tell you this right now, Howard. You just had a big cancer scare. And I had my genetics tested, like I said, 5 years ago. and they'd been in for about a year, and my doctor called me, and he said, you never came in for your consultation. You paid thousands for this big top medical scan of your DNA. We took all this blood for all the blood work, and we had blood tests. This isn't like 23andMe or whatever, okay? This is like the real deal. And I get in there, and they go, here's all your genes for this and that. And as we thought, you're Northern European mainly. Basically, they can see the genetics coming down into Germany and into England. It's Viking mainly. And they said, you've got all your genes but one that's only halfway turned on to not absorb vitamin B12. And the doctor was explaining to me, medical doctors, like 4 degrees, top clinic in Austin. He said, you've got to take injectable vitamin B12. And he said, I don't care where you get it. We don't make money on it. You just need to get it. And I get the prescription, and I forget to do it. It's amazing. And I've got friends and family that, you know, I give them a shot of it in the fat, and they just can't believe it, the energy they get. The next best thing, Howard, is, this is a plug, by the way, pure methylcobalamin, same medical grade, under the tongue. You can absorb a lot of it. Because here's the thing. You're going to say, well, I'm Jewish. Well, you're also European. You're Catholic and Jewish background. But, I mean, you take Russian Ashkenazi Jews. I mean, they're like as European as it gets. Exact same traits. I looked it up actually this morning thinking about doing this. I already read that. Do you know that there's only one group that gets cancer more than Northern Europeans from lack of B12 absorption? Turns out Jews have the same mutation as Northern Europeans. Some Japanese have it too. But almost all Northern Europeans have it. Where three of my genes are shut off, one is halfway shut off. Some people get 4 genes shut off. They're dead by 10 years old, dude. Okay. So you better get your genetics tested, and instead of making jokes about my supplements, don't get it from me. Go get it from a medical doctor. It's like Glenn Beck. Stern was very, very nice, to have me on the show. Somebody like Glenn Beck would never do that. But talk about nice, Matt Drudge. Beck said he was going blind. He went for a month off, went to Utah like 6, 7 years ago, remember? And Beck said he was going blind. Well, all the studies show, macular degeneration, all of it, that aspartame and thousands of foods and Diet Coke and almost all the so-called gums you get that are supposedly sugar-free, or sugar gums even have it, it causes degeneration in the cornea, in the rods, of the cones. The number one thing you can do for your eyes is eat sweet potatoes and carrots and exercise. That flushes blood through your cells. The worst thing you can do is drink aspartame. So I wrote this big, huge article with all the medical studies and everything else, and Glenn Beck attacked me on air and made fun of me. Aspartame, they tried to approve it in the 60s. They couldn't. They gave it to rhesus monkeys. It killed them. But they got it approved in the early 80s. Reagan was a good president. He had a lot of medical tyranny to go through. Forced inoculation, vaccine immunity, liability protection. And so Beck made a joke about it, but Drudge linked our story and was trying to help Glenn Beck, and Glenn Beck didn't care. So if you are a Northern European or you are a Russian Jew, if you're not taking B12, you're a crazy person. You're a crazy person. And yes, I'm selling it. It's like David Hogg goes, I've seen Jones's show. He says there's toxins in the water, so we need to filter it, and then he sells filters. I don't think my audiences are idiots. I've got the best filters at the best prices. It's a symbiotic relationship. I sell you the best rated filter to look at the best price because it funds us, and I feel good at night about it, and I use it. People ask, I have so much energy. I take B12. In fact, somebody go to my office refrigerator. I'm going to inject on air right now. Will somebody go to their office refrigerator? I need to do this twice a week. I haven't done it about a week. I'm going to have plenty of energy. Oh, I bet Daria wants to go back there. She knows how good it is. Anyways, and then people go, oh, God, we injected your veins. No, it goes to your fat, and then you get like 50-something% absorbed. Under your tongue, 10%. You eat a pill, maybe 1%. That's the thing. You don't absorb B12. You can eat a whole bushel of mushrooms. You can eat a seal steak full of B12. You're not getting it. You have to get it in your blood. So I'm just going to take this as an opportunity for everybody. This is a win-win. Find our operation, Get Ultra 12. Get Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is the new Secret 12, double strong, signed a year contract, got a better deal. They have new formulation. It's the, from what we've researched, this is the strongest, purest methylcobalamin, which is the high end. The high end, it's the best. At 50% off. Howard Stern, try Ultra 12. See what it does. Try X2. It's not a joke. They've all been tested. They're the cleanest and best out there. But let me tell you, you could be black. You could be Hispanic. Most people don't absorb B12 either. B12 is that missing link. But if you're Northern European, it's a death sentence because you do not absorb it in your body, and your body, you will die. You have to have oxygen. You have to have water. You have to have vitamin C. You have to have vitamin B12. You have to have iodine. These are things that are absolute, not debatable. You die in 4 or 5 days without water. You die in about 3 weeks without food. You die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 6 months without vitamin C. Scurvy. Come on over here. Thank you. So I want to explain something. I give my children Ultra 12. Here's my needles for my medical doctor. I'll inject this right now here on air. And again, I'm not selling medical grade, go inject this. I say, go to your medical doctor. Get your genetics tested. Let me tell you something. I could be totally exhausted and have to do some overnight radio show. I don't drink coffee. You know what I do? I take some military grade iodine, X2. I think this is almost out here. I got a dose out here. And I inject B12, baby. And this is the exact same stuff. This is from a medical doctor that's in Ultra 12, but we're not licensed to sell as injectable, so do not inject it. Now, you see that right there? Boom, right here. Clean, pure energy. Overriding my genetic mutation as a Northern European that my body does not absorb it except in the bloodstream. That's what we're talking about. It's not joke, Stern. So, if you want to live, Stern, do some damn research, take medical-grade iodine, and take B12. People want to know why I'm bouncing off the walls? The best thing I ever did was go to that medical doctor. He got recommended by a good friend of mine. He said, man, you're 40. You're really stressed. You got to go get your blood tested. You got to go get your genetics tested. You got to go look this up. You got to take care of yourself. And I went and I did it. And I didn't do half of what the doctor told me, and I'm supposed to go back and get more checkups now. It's been 5 years. But zoom in on this. This is not what we sell. This is methyl B12. That just means altered B12. Methylcobalamin, the highest quality. And that's it right there. That's what I take. It's been a week since I took it. But I just took some of that on air for your TV viewer. That's what it's all about. I mean, I'm going to get to the real child kidnapping rings and all the mainstream news admitting it. And then Howard Stern makes jokes about it. But I don't think Howard Stern is a child molester. I don't think the guest he had on was one, and I get it's all a joke, but see, it belittles the real stuff that's going on. So I'm trying to help you, Stern. You need to take your B12. You need your iodine. You need your X2. Howard Stern needs his X2.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Frontline Report. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're riders on the storm. Paul Watson's coming up.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
Riders on the storm. Riders of the storm.
We don't avoid the storm.
Into this house we're born.
We seek the storm. Because we were born.
Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. An actor out alone.
Riders on the storm. Yeah.
There's a killer on the road.
His brain is squirming.
His brain is squirming like a toad.
Take a long holiday.
Take a long holiday.
Let your children play.
If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
Yeah. Man, there's so much incredible news on InfoWars that I haven't even gotten to. It makes my head spin. I mean, they've got women pulling their hijabs off all over Iran, wanting to drive cars, getting beat up. Feminists saying, put them back on, scum, Islam's God. Liberal women going, put those hijabs on, when it's our service. Yeah! I mean, it is just sick. That's an InfoWars.com article by Paul Joseph Watson. That deserves to get out. I'll play that video at the start of the next hour before Paul takes over, but since I mentioned it, let's get to it right now. Stern's got, whoever that comedian is, I literally forget his name, or not sure which one it is. There's a bunch of guys who do Alex Jones invitations. They don't say on the YouTubes who it is. I'd like to get that guy on as a guest. You know, he could, I know he's reading my lines. He distorts that I developed my own little head here off of truth. But report, Obama administration handed child migrants over to human traffickers. That's New York Magazine, Washington Post, that's all of them. And here's the Senate report of your TV viewer. So see how that works? They take the organs, they take the blood, they take the skin, Joe. The Southern loving boys. So, let's go to Greg Reese's report that deserves to be hammered over your email, hammered over your text messages, hammered if you actually want to defeat the globalists, which I know you want to do. I'm just saying, you are the power. I bow to you, listeners and viewers. Here it is. Are the Clintons involved in human trafficking? Here it is.
Investigative journalist Corey Lynn recently asked the question, are Bill and Hillary Clinton involved with child trafficking? While we are still free to ask questions, let's take a close look at what we know about the Clintons and their associates. In 1971, young Hillary Rodham worked at a law firm where she worked on child custody cases. In 1973, she did her postgraduate study at Yale on children and medicine. Her work seemed to be focused on protecting children, but in 1975, Hillary Clinton defended a 41-year-old man for the violent gang rape of a 12-year-old girl.
And they jerked me off my bicycle. They put me in a truck, and they were hitting me, and I was screaming and crying. I went into a coma, and I was told at that point by the doctor that it was a 99% chance that I could probably never have kids.
In this affidavit seeking a psychiatric evaluation of the victim and signed Hillary Rodham, the rookie lawyer painted the victim as emotionally unstable, suggesting she brought false accusations like this before, that she fantasized about older men.
Years later, Hillary not only bragged about getting her client a lighter sentence, but she chuckled about knowing the man was guilty.
There's a lot of different things. I have to tell you. She passed. She's forever destroyed my family.
In 1999, she launched the International Center for Missing and Exploited Children with Richard Branson and his mother, Eve. With board members tied to the Podesta Group, ICMEC is a nonprofit supported entirely by private funds, which claims to eradicate child abduction. And yet, the numbers of trafficked victims significantly increased since its inception. When ICMEC began, human trafficking was approximately a $30 billion a year business. And after 9 years of the ICMEC, human trafficking grew to be over a $150 billion a year business. In 2009, the Clinton Global Initiative launched the Polaris Project, who runs the National Human Trafficking Resource Center and Hotline. Also in 2009, Amber Ready Incorporated selected Clinton Associates, the Podesta Group, as their PR company. Amber Ready's cell phone technology creates a database on children across the globe, stored in cell phones. In 2010, Laura Silsby was arrested at the Haitian border for trying to smuggle 33 children out of Haiti. Her lawyer, Jorge Torres, was a fugitive and later convicted of trafficking children from Central America and Haiti into the United States. For unknown reasons, Bill Clinton got involved, and Laura Silsby's charges were reduced to arranging irregular travel. Silsby then returned to the U.S. and became the vice president of marketing for AlertSense, who works with the Amber Alert system. 2012, the 10 Island Challenge was launched by the Clintons and Richard Branson, and later joined by Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, George Soros, Tom Steyer, Mark Zuckerberg, and Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal. Their stated mission is to convert 10 islands into renewable energy. The area is a hotbed for forced labor and child sex trafficking. In 2013, Hillary's State Department covered up the crimes of an ambassador who was soliciting sex with underage children.
A State Department memo says the ambassador, quote, routinely ditched his protective security detail in order to solicit sexual favors from both prostitutes and minor children. The memo also says a top State Department official directed department investigators to, quote, cease the investigation into the ambassador's conduct.
In 2014, the Polaris Project created an online global modern-day slavery database directory. In 2017, Clinton associate Anthony Weiner went to prison for sexting with a 15-year-old girl. His laptop contained evidence of child pornography and a crime against children. Former Clinton Foundation official Joel Goetz was director of a chain of private kindergartens in China. In 2017, China launched a nationwide investigation into the chain of schools and reported that several children were drugged and sexually molested. Clinton associate Harold Moody, who worked for Youth Services in Little Rock, Arkansas, was arrested for child pornography charges involving live streaming chat rooms where infants were being raped. Middle East analyst who worked for the Clinton administration, George Nader, is a convicted pedophile. Convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein was part of the original group that conceived the Clinton Global Initiative. Flight logs show that Bill Clinton flew on Epstein's private plane, the Lolita Express, at least 26 times and traveled to Epstein's private island where dozens of underage girls claimed to have been trafficked for sex acts with Epstein's powerful guests. NXIVM cult members Claire Bronfman, her sister Sarah, and Nancy Salzman were all members of the Clinton Global Initiative, which is by invite only. The NXIVM cult is being found guilty of sex trafficking, forced labor, and pedophilia. The NXIVM cult was found illegally providing cash to Hillary's 2008 presidential campaign. When looking at all this information, it is only natural to ask the question, are Bill and Hillary Clinton involved with child trafficking? In looking at the various options at the end of her article, Corey writes, they created bills, instilled laws, built relationships, worldwide databases, countless initiatives, partnerships, and global hotlines, all with direct access to and knowledge of children and their whereabouts. And with their connections to several powerful convicted sex traffickers throughout their career, this all looks very sinister. We know there are several ongoing investigations into the Clinton Foundation, its proxies, and their business associates. And hopefully, the truth will be uncovered and justice will be served. For NewsWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks. Be crystal clear. That's a good report by Greg. It's very balanced. It only shows some of the connections. We told you a year before it was in the news, the UN was running giant child kidnapping rings in Haiti and other countries. They got caught. The UN admitted it, including thousands of missing kids, hundreds dead, some killed in rituals. Okay, so again, you're not a devil worshiper. You're not a vampire, a psychic vampire. So you don't hunger after kids. There are people that will pay anything. Ladies and gentlemen, when we return, I'm going to hit Taking Action in the Third Dimension. And Paul Joseph Watson, Ready for War, replaces me.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.